Good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. Grace and peace be unto you from God who loves us and Jesus Christ, who always alone is our resurrected, our risen, our reigning, and our returning Redeemer. On this Saturday morning, on this 12th of April, even more than that, I greet you on this 39th day of our 40-day journey of fasting and praying. As we seek the face, the voice, and the will of God, I want to pause this morning and just give thanks to God and not only bring us to the final, well, right up to the final day, but even more so for the amazing things that God has done, the witness of so many people who are seeking God with us. Have you run into someone during this journey and found out that they were seeking along that God let you see what that God let you see that you're not in this alone? I want to thank God for all the people who join in with us. I want to thank God for the amazing testimonies that are already coming in of how people's lives have been changed, about how people are grateful for this journey, this call to prayer every morning. To get up and to gather at this early morning hour with the joy of the Lord. Thank you, God, for brand new mercies and seeking God for sufficient grace. I want to thank God for revealing God's self and allowing us to sense and see some discernment for difficult areas in our lives, questions, assignments that God has for us. I pray that as you come to the end of this journey, that there is revelation in your life, that you've reached a place where you know there's some things God is speaking to you that you did not hear before you began this journey. And even more so, that God will give us the courage to be obedient to all that the Lord has revealed. I'm so grateful to God, and let me be honest, to know that there's only one more day. One more morning of having to get up this early and to lead prayer. It has been a joyful journey, but like many of you, I can also say I'm tired. God has been working. God has called us to this disciplined commitment of a 40-day journey, and our lives have been changed in the midst of it. So for that, we thank God. This morning, I want to do two things in our prayer time. I'm going to go back to our ACTS prayer once again, ACTS, for those who are familiar with our prayer line. That is our prayer of adoration, then confession, then thanksgiving, then supplication. And then at the end of that, I want to read to you a prayer, not lift up one from my own heart, but read you one from Scripture. That is powerful for me today, and I pray you'll find the same. Won't you bow with me? Gracious Lord, Heavenly Father God, it's Saturday morning and it's day 39, a day we could have never seen coming when we started this journey 38 days ago. Lord, there is nothing but sincere thanksgiving and gratitude in our hearts for your promise and faithfulness that when we seek you with all our hearts, with all our minds, with all our souls, we will find you. Gracious Heavenly Father God, that when we put you first, when we silence our other voices, when we turn down our plates, when we close up our wallets, Lord, that you have our full individual attention. Speak, Lord, for your servants are listening. We want to thank you, gracious loving Father God, for speaking to us over these days. We thank you, loving Father God, for giving us strength. We thank you, loving Father God, for changing our lives and now preparing us to change the world, to give us a new understanding of what it means to live out the love of Jesus Christ, giving us an understanding and an obligation to be a witness to you, Lord, to pray for others, to see the world change, to fight the darkness that so easily knocks on our door every single day, especially since this administration has taken office. Today, Lord, I want to remember in prayer those who are dealing with employment insecurities in the government. For those, oh Lord, who have got to live through the nonsense, for those who have the difficult responsibility of laying off friends and other workers, Gracious Lord and Heavenly Father God, I pray your wisdom and strength upon them. On this day, Lord, as we come before you with thanksgiving, we want to begin with a time of adoration. Oh, Lord, where we declare unto you our unfailing love. Gracious Lord and Father God, that you have loved us unconditionally. And throughout this journey, we've been learning to love you with all of our hearts. Gracious Lord and Father God, I adore you and I thank you for being God. We affirm, O Lord, that you and you alone are the Lord of all the universe, that you are the God who stepped into nothing and created out of nothing. You are the God who continues to break down doors in opposition that stands against us. You're still the God that makes the crooked places straight and the rough places smooth. You are the God of Jesus Christ who came and died on the cross, that through our faith and belief in his death and resurrection, our lives might be redeemed. Gracious Lord, Heavenly Father God, we declare this morning that there's none above you, that you are sovereign in all your ways. You are omnipotent and can do whatever you will do. You are a God of unconditional love and nothing can separate us from your side. You are a mission God and you know everything about us. You know the things we cannot see. You know the things that happen in darkness that our eyes are not privy to. Lord, you know the desire of our enemy's heart. You know, O God, the ways that the wicked are attacking against us. Gracious loving Father God, you know the diagnosis that the doctor does not even have a clear understanding of. Yet there's nothing about us you don't know. And gracious loving Father God, because of that, we trust you with everything, with our families, with our children, with our finances, with our health, with our relationships, with our very lives. O God, we place them in your hands because you are God all by yourself. Gracious Lord and Father God, we come also confessing to you that we've not always been all that we should be. Reset has revealed to us those quiet, sinful areas, not of willful and blatant and ugly sin, but the quiet sins of allowing other things to take greater priority. The quiet sense of allowing other people to be someone who we run to more than we come to you. Those quiet sins of going about our day without praying and seeking you. Those quiet sense of when anger has taken over our heart and bitterness and unforgiveness has set in. Gracious loving Father God, we confess to you what reset has revealed to us. And Lord, like David, I ask that you would create in me a clean heart, O God. That you renew a right spirit within us, Lord, that you would allow our hearts to break whenever we step outside of your will, that we would have a consciousness, O Lord, of your desire for us, of your perfect plan, of the steps you're ordering for us. And gracious, loving Father God, that whenever we find ourselves moving in a different direction, you would break our hearts. You'd bring it to our minds. Lord, we don't want to live outside of your will any longer. I do not want to be distant from you ever again, God. I do not want to be burned out in ministry. I don't want to reach a place where I'm just feeling and doing what I want to do without asking what your will is. God, give us a heart, though. Give us a heart through reset, Lord, to come to you for every single area of our lives, that there's nothing we don't pray about anymore. God, and I thank you for all that still, I thank you for still answering each and every prayer. Gracious, loving Father God, thank you for surprising us and doing what we didn't think could be done. And thank you, O Lord, even for the noise where you gave us strength to go through it. Listen, beloved, I was reading yesterday in a devotional, God doesn't just take us around the valley. Sometimes God takes us through the valley. How easy it would be for us not to have to go through some things, but we do serve a God who carries us through it. And for that, oh Lord, we say thank you. We say thank you, gracious loving Father God, that even when it didn't feel good, it worked together for good. We thank you, oh Lord, Heavenly Father God, that even when we didn't know what the end was going to be, you guided us one day at a time. Beloved, fret not thyself. Beloved, be anxious over nothing. Beloved, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Put everything in God's hand and trust that God will lead and provide. Thank you, gracious Lord and Heavenly Father, for Thank you, gracious Lord and Heavenly Father God, for being the God of the mountain and the God in the valley. We come now asking, Lord, that you'll be gracious and merciful upon those who need you in a mighty way. Today, no matter what your prayer request is, my sister, no matter what your day looks like, my brother, there's someone who wishes they had your problems. There's someone who wishes they have to do what you have to do rather than what is on their agenda. So, gracious Lord and Heavenly Father God, today we pray for others. We pray for those who are sick among us. We pray for the caregivers among us. We pray for those going through treatments and chronic illnesses among us. Lord, we pray for those families that are being broken today. Lord, we pray for those who are in their season of grief and bereavement. Oh, Lord. We pray for financial stability. Lord, we pray for unemployment security. We pray for employment security. Gracious Lord and Father God, we pray for the mental health and well-being. We pray protection over our children and our loved ones. God, today, hear our prayer as we come before you on this 39th day, continuing to reset and seek you. And now, my brother, and now, my sister, I want you to hear the prayer of Jesus. As Jesus came to the end of his earthly life, knowing that Calvary was right in front of him. In the 17th chapter of John, I want you to hear and allow the word to speak to you through the prayer of Jesus. Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you. For you granted him authority over all people, that he might give eternal life to all those you have given him. Now, this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I have brought you glory on earth by finishing the work you gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory, I had with you before the world began. I have revealed you to those whom you gave me out of the world. They were ours. You gave them to me, and they have obeyed your word. Now they know that everything you have given me comes from you. For I gave them the words you gave me, and they accepted them. They knew with certainty that I came from you, and they believed that you sent me. I pray for them. I am not praying for the world, but for those you have given me, for they are yours. All I have is yours, and all you have is mine. And glory has come to me through them. I will remain in the world no longer, but they are still in the world. And I am coming to you, Holy Father. Protect them by the power of your name, the name you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one. While I was with them, I protected them and kept them safe by the name you gave me. No one has been lost except the one doomed to destruction, so that scripture would be fulfilled. I am coming to you now, but I say these things while I am still in the world, so that they may have the full measure of my joy within them. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, for they are not of the world any more than I am of the world. My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one. They are not of the world. Even as I am not of it, sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world. For I sanctify for them, I sanctify myself, that they too may be truly sanctified. My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one. Just as you are in me and I am in you, may that also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one, I in them and you in me, so that they may be brought to complete unity. Then the world will know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. Father, I want those you have given me to be with me where I am and to see my glory and the glory thou have given me because you love me before the creation of the world. Righteous Father, though the world does not know you, I know you, and they know that you have sent me. I have made you known to them and will continue to make you known in order that the love you have for me may be in them and that I myself may be in them. And when he finished praying, Jesus left his disciples and crossed the Kidron Valley. This is the prayer that Jesus lifts up for us, that we may be one with him, that we may be protected by his name, and that together we may be one to bear witness. This is our prayer that we ask on this 39th day of reset. And all of the redeemed of the Lord who love the Lord said, amen, amen, and amen. Thank you so much for joining us on this Saturday morning, this 39th day of our fast. Tomorrow is our last morning, but continue to know that God is doing a great work even after tomorrow. Hey, this is Pastor Hawley. I love you with the love of Jesus Christ. We'll be back here tomorrow for our final day by the grace and mercy of God. Until then, have a blessed and beautiful day on purpose, everyone.